28 pages of a joint congressional inquiry into the 9/11 attacks were classified by the George W. Bush administration, which claimed they contained information that would hurt the war on terror. But some lawmakers argue the pages reveal little about national security and a great deal about the government of Saudi Arabia's role in the attacks. They say that the pages tell the story of Saudi officials meeting with and even funding two of the 9/11 hijackers when they first arrived in the U.S. But only a handful of people have seen them, right?
That's right. Right after 9/11, a very unusual congressional inquiry with both the House and the Senate Intelligence Committee chairman convened to find out what had happened. And they did quite a lot of research. This is before the 9/11 Commission took effect. And they published their report in 2003, and it was heavily redacted, but there was one entire section, 28 pages, that was taken out entirely. And the Bush administration justified it on national security grounds. But congressmen that I've spoken to who have read those 28 pages say it has nothing at all to do with national security, that the Bush administration and the relationship with the Saudis is implicated. And they also admit that it has something to do with the two Saudi hijackers. And I've talked to, you know, I talked to the 9/11 commissioners, and Governor Tom Kaine, for instance, has he's seen those 28 pages. He thinks they ought to be released. He thinks it, not just those 28 pages. He says this is just a small part of a much larger story. There is lots of information that that joint inquiry and the 9/11 Commission turned up that still has been kept from the American people. For instance, there are interviews with President Bush, with former President Clinton, with Vice President Cheney. Those still haven't been released. And I think after 13 years, the American people can afford to know the truth.